By Indiana law, each county must have one satellite voting location open prior to Election Day. Each county's election board can vote to open more locations, but by statute, that vote must be unanimous. So any election board member has the power to nix additional satellite voting sites, as Judith Smith-Illy did by voting no last week to a proposal for opening three more locations throughout Monroe County. Though he didn't mention Smith-Illy by name, County Democratic Party Chairman Rick Dietz clearly had her in mind.
It seems like a significant enough community issue that, you know, raising the issue, having a dialogue in the community, and seeing that there is real interest in satellite voting could possibly change some opinions.
Bloomington State Representative Matt Pierce says satellite voting helps alleviate some problems brought on by the crunch of Election Day.
What I've determined from studying our election system is the 12-hour, one-day voting process is pressure-packed. You have to be perfect for that entire day. You have to count on everyone being trained to perfectly understand one of the most complicated election laws in the country. And it just doesn't happen.
The election board meets again this evening to bring the satellite voting proposal to another vote. A Republican Party spokesman says he doesn't think the second tally will differ from the first. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.